We're in a special lesson called Vessel That Holds the Blessing for Israel. You can find the excerpts in our website. You can ask questions there.
A kli, a vessel that holds a blessing for Israel, is where is that connection, that kli, that transition between us and the Creator through which we connect to the Creator, this adapter through this transition, and sustain this upper force that comes to us that we can use in order to advance ourselves towards Him. So, those called Israel, Yashar Kel, being aimed straight at Creator, regardless of who you are, where you're from, your sex, nationality, and obviously the entire world has to ascend. Those that already have this inclination are called Israel. Those that don't are called the nations of the world, regardless of where they're from and who they are. And therefore, we that gather such people that are directed toward their own correction and the correction of the world, we want to discover this kli in which we receive a blessing from above, so that we'll have the strength to ascend by it. So let's see what do our teachers write about it.
So we're going to read out of the excerpts, a vessel that holds a blessing for Israel. From Genesis 12. Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show thee, and I will make you of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and him that curses you I will curse, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
So everything's clear, meaning that by coming out of his desire, meaning get out of your country and from your kindred, talking about Abraham, meaning that there you will be able to grow on a completely different level. This is how you grow, only by rising from one desire to the next. And accordingly, we too should ask ourselves, are we willing to let go of our current desire that's all in all acting in us in its current form, and to try and exchange it for a higher desire that gives you a kind of concern for all of mankind, but in regard to the Creator, to bring everyone to Him, and to every time try and upgrade this desire. So get out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show thee, meaning always from the place where we are right now, which is called your home, and I have to go to that place that the Creator shows me. To the land that I will show thee. Meaning it's always from my desire to the desire of the ten. From my desire to the desire of the ten. This is exactly what we have to do every time, this kind of flip-flop. Back and forth, meaning I don't go back to how I was before. But whatever I've reached in yesterday's ten that I've connected to, I bought a house, this is already my land, my kindred, meaning the next day, the next moment, I have to be ready to leave it for a greater desire, for my ten, for it to be more connected, more united, and this way, every time I climb and climb to it and go from one desire to the next. Right? And therefore, our desire is called Israel, from the words Yashal Kel, meaning aim straight at the Creator, meaning that there is no, it never has a certain place, but it always is, but it's always undergoing changes, and this is the only thing in which we see our existence, and the desire changing all the time, and our perception and relations change, and everything's changing. No moment is similar to the previous one, and this is how it is all the time. And precisely in that, we feel enlivenment. We don't hold anything more than a moment. Just for a moment. That's it. After that, I start being concerned about why is it longer. It's okay. It's Veika.
First time I hear you say that it's my desire for the 10. There is no mine. You always say we should annul. Now you're saying I have a desire?
Yeah, I come from my own personal desire to integrate in the 10 until I receive the desire of the 10 as my own. And that very moment I have to see the 10 existing on a higher degree and that it became my. Now I'm headed towards my more advanced self.
But is there anything mine?
There is nothing.
So that's what I'm asking. How do I do it? How do I, my desire, come to the 10?
You leave yourself. It says so. Leave your country. It's not that you drag your desire with you. You come out of it. Where? To the land that I shall show you. The Creator shows you.
Can you explain how to do it? This is a nice sentence, but it's not clear how to do it. When you're telling me, it's not clear. How do I go to the 10? How do I...
You want advice?
I always wanted advice.
Ask to die.
To die. And then what? I'm dead. There's nothing.
To die. Ask to die.
But you were talking about it a few times. You said it's best. Can you explain to me what?
Because then you feel that you let go of your desires, of everything that is yours. What is your land, your country? Do you have anything besides your own desire? Come out of them and die. At least you'll get out.
Doesn't the Creator lead you to this state where you're seemingly dead?
Of course, but why wait?
Let's all commit suicide, and that's all?
No, that's not called committing suicide. It's the first degree of devotion, soul devotion.
No, but I was talking to you about soul devotion.
Okay, let's continue. Wait. Oh, Shamil.
My question is, what does it mean that I will bless them that bless you? And I will curse them that curse you.
That everything that you do in order to reach the desire, the land that I'm showing you, is blessed. And whatever you will not be able to do, you'll discover that in that you're the opposite. You're in contrast to it. You reach disappointments, corruption, curse. Meaning it'll be clear to you. This is actually where the scrutiny is. But the only way that you can come out of your desire is they have eyes but see not, ears but hear not, nothing, nor mind nor heart, neither mind nor heart. So how do I advance? This is why I told Svika, die, simplest thing, I have nothing. The desire to come out of what a person is, who he is. This is the initial desire that's headed toward the land of Israel.
But, when a person tries to die, to cancel his desire, it internally is only growing.
It's very joyful reaching a state where you imagine to yourself, depict to yourself, that you can be joyful about your own death, also your physical death. It's a very little, still corporeal starting point, but it is already something very special. It's not that people commit suicide, but it's from a point where this way I feel that I adhere to the Creator, but not in a way that I adhere to the Creator, that I'm receiving a reward. No, I don't have the words right now. We'll get there.
Kadima.
Let's go.
Wait.
Ask, go ahead.
What can cause me to want to die in my desire?
That the spiritual ascent is more important than the corporeal life. As simple as that. We're talking about desires. You're always like in these weights. What's more, what's less?
How can I want it? So that bestowal and spirituality will really be more important. To really want it, to come out of my desire.
Throw your life on one scale and see what you have on the other.
It doesn't work.
It does.
It does? Only this calculation. This works?
No. From the calculation comes the action. And you feel that this is what you're in. Yes, Matir.
Out of my experience, there's no greater release from this feeling that you said.
I try to pass it on to them so that somehow they'll guess, feel it.
Because in general, all the people in the world, when they cope with death, that's the worst struggle. And when you come out of it, it's a wonderful release. It's great joy. Now, my question is, in our work, what can you add to it? But the moment you reach that, what can you add?
To open your eyes after that, and the states that follow it. It's only by investing yourself in society to push them to the Creator. That's all there is. To only invest more and more in them. Of yourself, you have nothing. You're just that point that pushed them forwards.
So the emphasis in the 10?
This is you. Your desire is already in them. You reach the point of death, you're already in them. You have an approach.
Quote number 2 out of Bala Sulam, the Arvut, mutual guarantee, item 7:19. Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dvekut with Him, without first needing the ladder of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation, whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, "We will do and we will hear." Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations.
Let's read it again.
The Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah, except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their devekut with Him, without first needing the ladder of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all. Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation, whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, "We will do and we will hear." Because of this, we were chosen, out of necessity, to be a chosen people from among all nations.
We don't exactly know what is he right here about the fathers that suddenly received, they had this leap, they no longer needed the
Torah Masit.
Practical Torah, like that we're in tens and so on. How come Abraham understood it, knew about it? Where did he get it from? We're in a system of laws. If I'm not a part of a ten, if I don't annul toward it, what did Abraham annul toward? His statues. What are we talking about here? How come the Creator revealed Himself to him? And what kli? Or to Adam HaRishon? And all the 20 generations from Adam to Avraham. From Avraham and on, he built the group. There they already started being engaged from the level of the Babylonians, meaning from the corporeal level, from the shattering, from the ruins, from everything that they have there, from the egoistic will to receive of receiving in order to receive. Even though that maybe relatively it was different, smaller, not like ours, less confused maybe. But how did the Kabbalists reach it? That without the precision of actions and the Torah, like what he writes here, the laws don't change. So here we have a question. Still, how did they achieve this? It's hard for us to understand this right now. They got it as, in order to continue later, they got it as a down payment, kind of. But we see that the conscious action done by Abraham, it immediately started connecting all of the Babylonians who came to him. That this is love covers for all crimes. The crimes are revealed, are seen. It's necessary to scrutinize them. They'll become further revealed and the common work. But there is what to rise above. That's the main thing. Without the shattering, it is impossible to reach spiritual work or spiritual attainment. For us, neither. And therefore we go through so many shatterings that it's all preparation, like we learn. Both the Egyptian exile, everything. It's what the Creator told Abraham when he asked, "How will I know that I shall inherit?" How do I acquire? Where do I receive this heritage in? How do I achieve the end of correction? He said, don't worry. I take care of this, that the path will be such for you that your desire will reach the end of correction. Through Egypt, through receiving the Torah, through using the Torah in the desert, and later in the land of Israel, when you start using it, that is to bestow in order to bestow, that in the desert isn't that bad, but when you start receiving in order to bestow, there, something completely different. You come to build something, immediately breaks. First temple moves away from it, falls, Babylon, building the second temple, also is ruined, reaching unfounded hatred, and now you have already a form that is opposite to the Creator, unfounded hatred. That comes from the shattered kelim, like what we learn about in the world of Nikudim. And only after some more time goes by, as it says in the writings of the Ari, that since 1600 or something that it's possible to be engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, began the matter of the correction. This is something that the Baal Shem Tov renewed. Renewed, revived the matter of the Kugel groups, Hasidism, to reach the degree of Chesed, the very first spiritual degree. And this is how you advance. So, today we're after all the preparations, like Kabbalists say, that we don't have to care for those states like it was with our forefathers, without anything that we did before, but we need all of these actions in order to discover the connection up to the degree of the third temple, the so-called Mochin de Yechida. So, after the ninth of Av, it's fine. Doctor.
What do we connect around in the ten?
We connect in the ten around the feeling and common environment that we build around everyone, not around anyone in particular.
And what is this common thought? What's the goal?
In order for everything to be to bestow contentment to the Creator, and this by bestowing equally to all the friends, I have to balance my attitude toward the ten in such a way that I look at the ten, and it's all the time moving. And in this movement, I want to determine a state where in the ten, in its center, the Creator will become revealed. This is my work. It's not simple. You understand the foundation, the shaky foundation that I'm on, and I all the time have to discover the balance between the mind and the heart, so that in this balance I discover the Creator. This is the work.
We want to.
Therefore, only if we hold each other up and stand on this shaky, wobbly area, we can reach a state where, by soul devotion, by holding on to others, by caring for them so they won't fall, and I don't mind, I don't care about myself, and this is how it is for each and every one of us. Then we reach mutual bestowal, and then between us, we discover peace, tranquility, and the Creator.
So everyone wants their friends to reach.
It's not that everyone wants, everyone acts this way. acts towards this. It's like mountain climbers, where everyone has to be responsible for the others.
So everyone works in a way that all his friends will reach absolute love to the Creator.
Through the friends, through caring for them, then you thank the Creator for what He did for you, that He prepared such a means for you, that finally, through Him, you start seeing how you're directed at Him, through your love toward them, through really soul devotion, I don't know how to put it. Utter devotion. And then you reach Him. That's called from love of the Creator to love of the created beings.
So everyone has two requests from the Creator. One request is to die in the world for myself, and the second is
to integrate in the friends, to really be for them as a... to promise them their enlivenment, their situation, and afterwards to the Creator, that you have what to offer to Him.
So being a conduit between the Creator and the friends.
No, so be it.
Moldova.
Kishinev.
У нас вопрос с самого начала просит прощения. Вот мы поменяли, насколько возможно было, но в связи с конгрессом в группе ощущается очень большая потребность в объединении, в сплочении.
A very strong demand of connection in the group, unity. And the friends, at least since I've been in this group for the past 2 years, friends are engaged in the preparation for the Congress during the morning lesson. And we all care for one specific friend who is not making contact during the morning lessons. How can we use what you just talked about, this soul devotion?
Ask the world clean. Maybe someone can find an approach to Him. Let's think about Him together. And even without turning to Him. And let's see how will it work. So that he won't feel comfortable that everyone's thinking about him. And he'll even feel that we're pulling him. And that he feels committed to us nonetheless, and that it's worthwhile. Write all of us. Let's first of all think about him. Write us. And write him that you need him, that he can come and help, that his participation is very important. If it works, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There are many of those that fall along the way, even though that it's every time sorrow all over again. But what can you do? Our work is a filter. You know how many students passed through me? I don't know. Hopefully they're somewhere studying something, but maybe altogether they deteriorated to couch and television. So, let's conclude. And
an announcement to conclude. Evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 5:30, live with the Rav Lightman in our website. Tzviva Tova. Thank you to your TV viewers. Have a good day. This evening, we're going to study the fourth part of Tess. It's relatively good. It's important. It speaks of the various kinds of kelim, masachim, reshimot, how it all connects together to the patsuf. It's the anatomy of the soul. So you're all invited. From unity to one. Kabbalah Alam Congress in Moldova. We're inviting all the students of Kabbalah Alam to the Congress in Chisinev, Moldova, September 6th through 8th for registration. And details go into our website, kabbalah.info/convention. At this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל